Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the IFRS for SMEs Accounting Standard podcast. In this podcast series, we continue to explore all things related to the third edition of the IFRS for SMEs Accounting Standard. I am Tinyiko Denere, a technical staff member at the IASB and part of the team that developed the third edition. The IASB issued the standard in late February 2025. In this episode, I am happy to be talking to Edson Tekshir. Edson, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. So my name is Edson Tekshir. I am an accounting professional with more than 30 years of experience working with small and medium-sized companies. Most of my work is focused on advisory, governance, and financial reporting. So over the years, I have supported many family-owned businesses and growing companies to apply international accounting standard in a practical and realistic way. I also participate in discussion about the implementation of the IFRS for SMEs, especially from the perspective of emerging markets.
Thank you, Edson. Edson is also a member of the SME Implementation Group, which is a consultative group to the IASB. This group was established to support the global adoption of the IFRS for SMEs accounting standard and to monitor its application. So during the second comprehensive review, the SME implementation group helped to shape the third edition of the standard. In this episode, we'll first look at how the IFRS for SMEs accounting standard is applied in Brazil. Then we'll focus on the educational materials that the IFRS Foundation has published to support the implementation of the standard. So Edson, to start, can you explain the status of adoption of the IFRS for SMEs accounting standard in Brazil?
Sure, absolutely. So, Tinyiko, in Brazil, our accounting standards are fully based on IFRS. We use local standards that are aligned with IFRS, but writing and issue in Brazil. So for large companies and regulated entities, Brazil applies full IFRS through local standards that are equivalent to full IFRS requirements. So for companies that are not required to apply full IFRS, Brazil adopted the IFRS for SME through a local standard called CPC PME, which is fully aligned with the IFRS for SMEs issued by the ISAB. In practice, the separation between these frameworks is mainly based on the size of the company, especially revenue level and business complexity. Very small companies are allowed to apply an even simpler local accounting model if, of course, they choose. So the CPC PME works as the Brazilian version of the IFRS for SME. So it sits between the full IFRS and the simpler local model for very small companies, offering a balanced solution that provides valid financial reporting without unnecessary complexity.
Thank you, Edson. Just to clarify, when you said Brazilian GAAP is fully aligned with the IFRS for SMEs accounting standard, can companies claim compliance with both?
Yes, they can. And this is also applicable to full IFRS account standards.
All right. Thank you for that. If I can ask, what benefits do your clients that apply the IFRS for SMEs accounting standard see from applying the standard?
Yeah, sure. In my perspective, so the main benefits my clients see are simplicity and clarity, Tinyiko. So the standards is much less complex than full IFRS, but it still provides reliable and credible information. So it's more cost effective to apply and easier to explain to owners and managers, as well as users. So another important benefit is that it provides a structured approach to resolving difficult accounting questions, especially in areas where SMEs usually have doubts, like financial instruments or consolidation, for example.
Thank you, Edson. And also thank you for providing a helpful picture of how the standard works in practice in Brazil. So now let's turn to the resources that the ISB has published to support companies and practitioners in applying the standard. These resources are available for free on the IFRS Foundation's website. These resources include educational modules, which are designed to help SMEs apply the standard and include detailed explanations, examples, and assessments. To date, the IASB has updated and published 11 of these modules to support the third edition of the standard. Next, there's an education webcast series, which complements the education modules. Then there's the mocked up standard, which is a version of the third edition of the standard, showing the changes since the second edition in document markup. And lastly, but not least, this podcast series. Edson, from your experience, how useful are the educational materials for SMEs in practice?
So the educational materials, in my perspective, are very, very useful in practice for several reasons. First, there is a wide variety, as you said, of resources available. So the IASB provides educational models, webcasts, the markup, the standards, and also podcasts like this one. So this allows SMEs and professionals to choose the format that best fits how they want to learn. So second, the accessibility is a key point here. So all these materials are available for free on the IFRS Foundation website. This is extremely important, especially for SMEs and practitioners in developing and emerging companies where access to paid technical materials can be limited. So third, and most importantly, the materials are very practical. The models help SMEs understand the standards through clear explanation and real examples. They do not only explain what the rule says, but also how to apply it in a real situation. So this makes the standards easier to understand, easier to apply, and much more useful in a day-to-day work.
Thank you, Edson. Can you share an example of where the educational materials were helpful to a client or to you as an auditor?
Sure, absolutely. So a good example is related to business combination. So I worked with a family-owned group that acquired a smaller company and had doubts about how to account for the transaction under the IFRS for SME. They were not sure how to deal with goodwill and intangible assets, and they were afraid of creating too much complexity. So we used the educational materials on business combinations, and the explanations and examples helped them. Us to understand what was really required and what was not. This allows the companies to apply the standard correctly, avoid unnecessary evaluation costs, and still prepare financial statements that were clear and useful for stakeholders.
Thank you, Edson. A more practical question, would it be a problem that the materials are in English?
Not at all. So we speak Portuguese in Brazil, so language can be a barrier. But however, the material are downloadable and translation tools have improved a lot. So it's not a major issue, especially for consultants who can use them as a basis for their own local explanatory and training materials. I also understand that GLASS is currently working on translation the education material into Spanish, which reduces the issue even further, especially for the Spanish-speaking Latin America.
Oh, thank you for that, Edson. I think it's important to highlight that the translation is an adaptation of the IFRS Foundation's intellectual property and requires a license. So parties that are interested in translating educational materials for distribution or publication should contact the IFRS Foundation's Translation, Adoption, and Copyright team for further information. Last question for you, Edson. What is your advice to SMEs as they prepare to apply the third edition of the standard?
So, Tinico, my main advice is not to see the third edition only as a technical update. So it should be seen as an opportunity to improve the quality of the financial reporting. SMEs should start preparing early and understand which changes are most relevant to their business. I strongly recommend using the IASB educational resources during this process. The models, webcasts, and other supporting materials helps explain the principles of the standard and show how to apply them in practice. These resources make the transition much easier and help you avoid misunderstanding. When SME is combining early preparation with the use of the ISCB education materials, the application of the standard becomes simpler, and the financial information becomes more useful for management, lenders, and other stakeholders.
Edson, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. It has been a pleasure talking to you. Just a reminder to our listeners, the educational materials that we have been talking about are available on the IFRS Foundation's website. If you would like to submit a question or topic for us to discuss on the next podcast episode, send us an email on communications@ifrs.org. Until next time, it's goodbye from us.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please take the time to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast player. Please contact us on communications@ifrs.org with any questions, comments, or suggestions. You can also sign up for email alerts on our website, ifrs.org, or find us on social media.